Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So yesterday was the day you were most likely to get dumped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right? They say 4 days before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so we asked for people to call in and let us know, did you get dumped already?
Or were you
Are you planning on doing it?
Yeah.
And we got a call from Bill, who was planning on ending his marriage yesterday.
There's something going on I've been noticing since Christmas time, right around our Christmas times, and I hired a PI and to come down to find out she's been cheating with not just one person, but two people. It's actually one guy and a girl.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Okay.
The plot thickens.
So Bill had no idea what he was going to do. He just knew that he had the information from the private eye.
And he knew he wanted to do it yesterday because not only was it the traditional breakup before Valentine's Day date, which, you know, it's like everybody knows.
Yes. Right.
It's also his soon-to-be ex-wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Mm. But they,
you know what?
But they do have kids together, so he wasn't sure how he wanted
exactly.
to handle it.
He wanted to be an adult about the situation.
And he's going to keep it classy.
Very tough to do it when you have all these emotions flowing and when you just find out.
I know. I'm surprised he was able to hold his tongue at all.
Yeah, but Bill seems like a pretty chill guy. So.
He did. Yeah.
Hey, Bill, how you doing this morning?
No, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing great, buddy. Last time we left you, you were trying to figure out how you were going to
break it off with your wife of 4 years. Is that correct?
6 years.
Married
for almost 4 years, and it was together 6 years.
Okay.
So you had the rest of the day to work it out and think it over. So what'd you decide to do, Bill?
Well, I couldn't think of anything. So one of my coworkers came up with his idea, so I went with it.
Okay.
My wife lost her ring back in December.
Uh-huh.
So what I went and did is I called the PI, had to put all the evidence on this little memory card, SD card you put in the camera or your computer and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I went to a jewelry place, which is like right down the road from my work, and got a ring box and put the SD card in the ring box and wrapped it up as a gift.
Okay. Good for you.
Because it was her birthday yesterday.
So you replaced her ring with just the
memory card.
But isn't it interesting? You started suspecting that she was cheating around Christmas, and that's when she mysteriously lost the ring.
Isn't that weird?
Right.
Because she probably was taking it off and then just completely
forgot where she put it.
Everything's making sense now, Bill. Okay, so you get this ring box from this jeweler and you put the memory card in there.
That has all of the evidence.
And you wrap it up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when I got home yesterday, she was at home and I gave it to her. I said, happy birthday, babe. And she was all excited and happy that, you know, because she wanted a new ring. Apparently she lost, like I said. She was all happy. And then when she opened it and, you know, opened the box, she looked at it like kind of dumbfounded and asked me what the heck was this. And I told her to, you know, put in a camera or put in a computer and watch it.
Because at this point, Bill, she probably thinks maybe it's a bunch of pictures of us, going down memory lane.
Hanging that deep.
What's your demeanor like when you're giving it to her? Are you?
I think it's like it is right now.
You seem calm. Were you calm?
I was calm, but I was laughing inside.
Okay.
So what happened? What happened?
So she put it in the camera. And was looking through it and watching videos, and the face she made when she seen the videos and stuff was just priceless.
You wish you had your camera back so you could take her picture.
No, I didn't get to take a picture of her, but it was like a Kodak moment whenever that face.
Yeah.
Oh my.
What'd she say? Did she look up at you and she just was speechless?
Did she start crying?
She looked at me and just started calling me every name in the book that you can think of.
Because
it's your fault
that she was cheating. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So I told her, you know, to get out and whatever, and she got her stuff up, and she called her mommy, because she calls her mom mommy. So her mommy came picked her up. And so I took her phone with her because I pay the bills, I pay the phone and everything. So I took her phone from her so she didn't have a phone after she called her mommy.
Right.
About 5-10 minutes after she left, the boyfriend or the guy that she was cheating me on with showed up at my house.
Now, were you scared when you see this guy showing up? Because you know what he looks like. You've seen the pictures. And
I wasn't scared because the dude was like 5'3", maybe 5'4", maybe 125 pounds.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Oh, my.
What was his point of being there? He was going to get the phone back? Was he going to stand up for his mistress? What was the point?
Apparently, they had a date.
And he was picking her up from your house?
So he was.
What?
Yeah, he didn't even know.
What?
Did he know she was married?
I don't know, because whenever he showed it in my house, I was down on the front porch, and there was an altercation between me and him.
Like,
wait.
He came to the house to defend her. He had no idea that the date would have been called off because, right?
She had no phone.
So she hadn't let him know that all of this transpired. But
that's bold. Right. You're going to have your.
So there's an altercation.
So what did he say? What did he say to you?
No, when he walked up, and I recognized him from the pictures and everything. And I'm like 6'1", maybe 225. Like I said, I got him like almost a foot and almost 100 pounds. And he didn't get to say anything.
He's thinking, oh, crap.
You mean he didn't get to say anything because you just knocked him out?
But he knew you were the husband. He knew that when he walked up, or he didn't know who you were? Because I'm trying to figure out if he knew.
I don't know if he knew or not. But I didn't give him a chance to say anything.
So he just kicked his butt regardless.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And so
were the police called? Was the police called?
No.
Okay. That means he knew.
So he got up and just went back on his way.
Because if I went to somebody's house and somebody beat me up and I'm like, I was just here to pick up my girlfriend, I'd call the police. Yeah. But he must have known she was married.
I guarantee he knew.
He was able to walk away.
Yeah. I don't know if he knew or not that she was married or not, but you know, I didn't give him a chance to say.
Well, at least you feel better.
Oh, my God. Well, if I pull up to a house and I see a guy in the yard and I'm picking up a girl, I'm probably going to give her a call or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking
he
didn't know.
I'm not going to walk up.
That's pretty bold.
I mean, she did lose her ring and hadn't been wearing it. So
I know.
And if she's having two.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she could be the pool guy.
Now, Bill, did she think you weren't going to be home at that time? Is that why she set it up then?
Well, on Tuesdays, I normally work late anyway.
Okay.
So probably like 7 or 8, and I got off about 4:35, so I got home. And around that time, because I only live like 20 minutes from work.
That's such a bold move, though, to have him pick her up at the house.
Does she not have a car to meet him somewhere?
No.
Because she had to call her mommy.
We had two cars, and we actually wrecked the other one back like 4 or 5 months ago. So I'm the one driving the car.
So what now? Have you heard from your wife, anything, from the mother-in-law?
The mother-in-law called me last night probably about 10:30, 11. Asked me what was going on. I told her and I explained to everything, and she was dumbfounded. She didn't know what happened.
Yeah. She hadn't even told her. She hadn't even come clean to her mom.
She has to be disappointed as a mother. I'd be disappointed.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Right.
But
So what's the next step, Bill?
Well, it's filing the divorce. I didn't get to do it yesterday doing lunch because I was busy at work.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it today when I get off.
Maybe we'll get an attorney to call in and do your divorce for free.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not, Al? Yeah,
you're offering that?
I'm having a wedding at the bar. I might as well have a divorce party.
A divorce party. Yeah. Wow. Well, you know what? Thank you for I mean, that's a real personal part of your life.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing. I mean.
And people will always tell you how you should handle it or shouldn't handle it. And I'm kind of okay with what you did and how you handled it. I know I'm not trying to condone violence, but I get it. I think a lot of men would want to.
A lot of men would react that way.
As long as you're not really hurting.
How's your kid doing?
My kids are fine. They were with my parents.
They weren't there for all of that.
So you made sure they weren't there.
Do your parents know what's going on?
Yeah, my parents knew. I called them yesterday when I was at work and told them what was going on and told them to keep the kids all night long until I called them to bring them over.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, man.
It seems like
you've handled it in a mature way. You're not name calling. At least you're not on the radio, which I admire that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hopefully you got the punch out of the way.
You could come on here and just kind of rag her, and you're not doing that. So I appreciate that.
Well, when I talked to my lawyer for the divorce, he said, you know, if I do anything like that, just don't say anything because it can hurt the case. So I was like,
for sure.
All right, Bill. Well, we'll let you
take care
of all that, man. Thank you so much for sharing.
Please,
we wish you the best of luck.
Posted. Yeah, let us know.
So right, go to Tinder.com.
It's an app.
It's a little soon, Al.
I won't date for a while.
That's right. He's a responsible parent.
Let him take care of his business before he
starts
dating.
Give him a minute.
As he sounds, I bet he's probably pretty hurt.
Yeah. All right, Bill. Have a great day, man. We wish you the best of luck, buddy.
Plenty of fish.
Al, stop it. Bill's hurting.
The man just found out his wife was cheating.
And the appropriate thing to do is to give yourself some time to grieve.
Yeah.
Now, here's the best part. Now, that was sad what Bill went through yesterday, but because of Bill's phone call, something miraculous happened.
Yeah, I don't even
know. We had a listener call in and say, you know, give Bill an idea, because at the time, Bill didn't know how he was going to handle it. He ended up doing the little, you know, memory card in the ring box, which is great.
Yes.
But we had a listener named Philip call in.
Mm-hmm.
With a wonderful suggestion.
Yeah, let's bring Philip in because
he delighted us so much. And we brought Philip into the studio today.
Kelly invited him.
What's up, Philip?
What's up, Philip?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Now let me describe Philip. As soon as he walks into a room, dude's got a smile from ear to ear.
You're 19, right, Philip?
Yes, sir.
I remember that from yesterday.
So what's he got to be upset about at 19?
Yeah, nothing.
Smiling from ear to ear, too.
He even has the hugest road rash going down his back and his arm. He's like, sorry, I'm not super hype right now because I got road rash. But he...
I mean, hey, I'm the dude that walks in a room, and I got to have attention on me or be loud and optimistic, because if I don't see a smile, my eyes go up immediately.
Philip is like one of the most incredible creatures I've ever encountered. I only regret,
I was telling Nick, our producer, I say, why were we not filming his moment walking into the room? It was hilarious.
Right.
I think Philip's my spirit animal now.
You want him to be your spirit animal.
Yeah, actually Native American, dude. I can tell you your spirit animal. Sensing a squirrel.
Yeah,
see that.
What's mine?
If I picked one for you, I'd say the butterfly because you're obviously just as gorgeous.
Oh, these little
man, prof sucks. So I gotta throw cheesiness out there.
Yeah.
Philip,
so, tell us a little bit about you, Philip.
Yeah, talk into the mic. They'll get right on it.
People that weren't listening yesterday. You're from?
I am actually originally from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay.
I'm 19 years old, and due to life circumstances through my journey, I've ended up in Texas, actually. I'm a laborer. No, I'm not in college. Some of us can't afford it. But I'm making the best of life, you know? Got two jobs, got to save up, and just keep going in life, man.
Okay, you're always happy, right?
Is there surfing in New Orleans? Because
there's literally nothing but alligators, jambalaya, and happy smiles. That's it.
But your accent's like surfer dude. Where is that from?
Okay, when I came to Texas originally, it was all like, hey, man, what's going on? How you doing today? Hey, we're about to go down the road. Da, da, da. I could go 4 miles. But as soon as I get to Texas, I step up, and they're like, hey, what's up, bro? And I'm just over here like, I don't understand.
I seriously feel like he's one of my friends from California, like the way he talks
and his mannerisms. And he's so happy. He has some man scars now. He's covered in this road rash. He said from longboarding. And then, JC, you should have heard this conversation.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
You longboard, I longboard.
Yeah, bro.
So, explain what that is.
All right, so I'm still 19, and in my mind, big cars actually have power, and small cars don't. I mean, that's what clicks immediately. A friend pulls up in a Prius, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, this is going to work out perfect. It's just like Tony Hawk. Hop on it, and I'm going to go and look cool.
Well, explain. So wait, you're going to caught up. You're going to hold on to the back of the car as you're on your skateboard.
Yes, and this is a Prius, so I cannot hold on to anything, need I remind you. There's no spoiler. There's no lip anywhere. I'm literally holding on to basically the license plate.
Right.
Okay. I'm in my tank top. I'm looking all swole with my bandana on, man. I'm trying to get my tan on. The weather's finally nice. I'm out of the cold. Not freezing my hands off on the site.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, this is about to happen. So we start going down the street, and I hit a couple speed wobbles. Well, I'm like, oh, God, this isn't good. So I start tapping on the hood. Slow down, slow down. And to my knowledge, you're supposed to slow down when somebody taps on a car.
Right.
But apparently in his brain, he thought that it meant speed up. So I go face first, but luckily I have protective gear called sliding gloves. So I completely do a 360 and just shred my back to a street cheese grater. He gets out the car. Oh, what happened? Maybe you sped up is what happened. He said, oh, dude, I totally didn't want you to fall into the back of the car. Oh, thank you, dude. You're such a good friend. I appreciate
it. Did it ever cross your mind, not able to just let go of the car if he sped up?
No, because then you got the speed wobbles and he'll fall.
See, what happens is if you just grab it, you need to maintain stability with your weight.
Yeah.
So if you let go, instantly you just, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, science!
Oh, boy. All right.
Philip. We need more of
Philip.
We're going to take a break, and Philip, you want to stick around?
Yeah, dude. Actually, if we can get off topic, I'd love to do some improv and some questions for y'all.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
have anyone ever told you, since people can't picture Philip right now, that you look like this Adam guy on Workaholics?
They tell me I could be Adam and Taylor Lautner at the same time.
That's it.
That's it. Somebody pegged you.
He's got a wolf tattoo and everything.
Howling at the Moon?
I'm Native American, 50% Kiowa. Shout out.
What's your name? What's your Native American name?
Wounded One.
Wounded One?
No, you are. Yeah. Perfect. Rage. Yeah,
I mean,
road rash.
It fits perfectly. Okay, so Philip has...
coming up the rest of the show, Philip.
Yeah, he has some questions for the show.
Oh, he has questions for us.
And he has a beef with you, Kelly.
A beef?
He has a beef, and we're going to take up that beef coming up next.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Sometimes you stumble across people that are just fascinating. And that's what happened with Philip. We talked to him on the phone yesterday because he had a pretty funny idea on how a man should let his lady know he was ending the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we decided to have him in studio.
See how hard it is to get on the radio, children?
Yeah, right.
And he is
behind the scenes. We make him leave the room when we're not on the air because we're like, we don't want to waste any of your greatness.
Yeah.
Save it for the radio.
Here's what people are saying on Twitter about you, Philip.
All right.
Hey, buddy. Love Philip. He is awesome. Keep him on as long as you can.
I mean, yeah.
Get this Philip kid a radio job. He's brilliant.
I mean, I'm not brilliant, but I'm just a genius, and it just comes naturally.
Please make Philip a regular. I'm in tears already. Hashtag can't stop laughing.
All right.
Are you available for some part-time work?
Dude, if y'all want me on the show, honestly, any helping hand around here, I'll clean up y'all's trash for all I care.
don't even put that out.
You will.
Yeah, Jenna, do you need somebody to hold your mirror every day? I totally got you on personal makeup artist.
So let's.
I'll let you finish my makeup today. Our makeup artist isn't here.
The ladies want to know what Philip looks like. He's a well-built dude. You're pretty muscular because you think it's from
flexing. You just flex, yes.
You think it's from your job because you do labor.
Actually, no. I was tired of being the fat kid around sophomore year, so I was like, I'm going to join football and become pretty swole.
Yeah. And that was a smart move.
Well done, sir.
How much weight did you lose? Actually, I started out at 235, and I dropped down to 175.
Wow.
No joke.
Yeah.
Wow, how'd you do it? Just eating right, just the regular old stuff, or what? You know, everyone wants to go and think there's a magic pill to make you lose weight, and honestly, it's just getting off your butt and being active. America's forgotten every day. You can wake up, you can run, you can do push-ups, you can eat less and eat fruit. It's all about yourself. You can change your life.
You should be a motivational speaker.
Right? Now,
okay,
Philip,
I have one more question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Al.
You got any warrants out?
And warrants out?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I know of. I hope not.
Okay.
If you're listening right now, please don't come track me down in Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
No, I have one. Would you say you had a rough life growing up, Philip?
I would say that I definitely had an experience. You know, many people can define rough as what they like, and I'd say that I had a journey.
You had a journey.
You said some circumstances or what brought you from New Orleans to Dallas.
Well, you know, I honestly grew up in a troubled family full of alcoholics and drug users, and you just have to step up to the plate, man. My family got a better job opportunity in Texas, and they did the best to care for me as I could. But, you know, a lot of my life consisted of me growing up and just taking care of myself. You know, you can do it. Any person that starts out from the bottom can make it to the top, and that's what I thoroughly believe. Hard work does pay off in life.
And a good attitude.
Look at that. Great attitude.
And a good attitude.
You can accomplish it all.
One likes the dude who has the frown in the room. Nobody loves that dude.
You choose to be happy.
Now you tell me. Yeah.
Right? You choose to be happy.
Kelly's made a career having the frown in the room.
I mean, Kelly's just naturally beautiful.
I didn't meet you when I was 19.
So
you would have derailed my whole career.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Kelly has RBF, according to some people. She's fixing that problem.
Trying.
Now, Philip, you said you had some questions for the show and some statements.
Yes, actually.
Okay. Well, we will give you the floor. Go ahead,
sir. Bring it on, Mr. Philip.
All right, so my question is to Kelly, actually.
Yes.
I'm a very big fan of Adam Sandler. Why don't you believe he should have won 2 years in a row? Best comedian.
I think he's very funny and very sweet, but his movies stink. Come on.
His movies stink.
Okay, so there you go. You admit it.
I admit that, his comedy isn't exactly most tasteful, but he takes care of his friends. He lets them all make money.
He puts all of his friends in his movie. That's a good guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But
he takes care of them, makes
sure.
He's
not the best actor. You have to admit that.
You have to admit that it is art, and it is what you want to perceive it as. And he wants it to be perceived as goofy. You can keep a kid inside the whole time. Because if you haven't noticed, this dude pulls off cheesiness in every single movie.
He does.
He's never trying to be something he's not.
He's always
just a kid at heart. So that's why I respect the dude so much.
Unless he does drama.
True. I give you that. He has had some very serious roles.
I got to go interview him, and I felt the same. Like, Adam Sandler, you know, his comedies suck now. And I had to see That's My Boy and go interview him and Andy Samberg. And all the reporters were like, he's hands down the nicest celebrity we've ever had to interview.
True.
He remembers everyone by name, walked up and down the hall of the hotel, shaking hands with all these reporters, remembered everyone's name.
Stays grounded.
Wears sweatpants, likes to hire his friends. I mean, all in all, he's a good guy.
Philip,
arguing that point at all, but
I'm agree with you on that. That dude actually in Jack and Jill, oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm a fan, dude. I can do better than that.
So is that your only issue with the show?
No, that was the first one. First, we're going to sprinkle another question in from a caller.
For Philip?
No problem. Alexandra.
Yes.
You have a question for Philip?
Yes, I do. I'm digging you. I just want to know, do you have Twitter?
You have Twitter, Philip.
Do I have Twitter? Yes, I have Twitter. You can follow me at Philip James Carter.
Philip James Carter.
But how do you spell Philip?
With two L's, actually. One L sucks. If you spell it with one L, your name is Philip. My name is Philip.
Philip James Carter.
Two L's, one L sucks.
All
right. Well, there you go.
Okay, Philip James.
Yes, Philip James Carter.
Philip James Carter. Got that.
Wait, are you Philip 59 James or Filthy Blank and Phil?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You're Philip.
If you see the dude sitting on the keg with some tattoos, it's definitely me. Hey, I'm a very humble man, but who doesn't love to party?
Right. Who doesn't
love
to
party? Do you tweet a lot?
Oh, he's locked.
I mean, I kind of tweet every now and then, you know? I like to tweet to celebrities.
We're about to blow you up.
Yeah, you're going to start having to tweet a lot more, and you're going to have to unlock that thing.
All right. What's your next question, Philip?
All right, Philip, you had another one?
My next question actually is for all of y'all. What motivates y'all every day? Because on my way to work, you know, I love to have some motivation because coffee and just sitting in silence doesn't work. And I just hear y'all's voices, honestly, and I can feel the emotion and that it's actually, like, real. And I just wonder what inspires y'all every day.
My check stub inspires me.
Okay, I'll check. Kelly?
Yep.
Honestly, it's like you have your responsibilities. And plus, I really, when we hear from listeners who say that we help them get through tough times,
that's awesome.
I try to remind myself, I tweeted my girlfriend today. She's also in radio, and she said good morning to me. I said, let's go make somebody's day today.
Right.
You know, that's what the whole point is to,
there you go. Yeah.
To make somebody else's day good. Plus, you caught me at a good time.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm in a good mood right
now. She's in a giddy stage right now.
Yeah. Ask me next week after our first lunch date, and I might not be so happy.
Hey, I think it's going to go good. That dude seems like a pretty legit guy so far.
Yes. Yeah.
I have a pretty good taste in character, not trying to toot my horn.
Awesome. We're talking to Philip. We met Philip on the radio yesterday. He called in with some words of wisdom.
And we thought he was funny, so we invited him in.
We invited him into our home.
What inspires me? I would say the fact that people told me I wouldn't be able to do this. Where I come from, like you, I had a pretty rough childhood. I don't want to be poor again. I saw what that was like, and I don't want my children to grow up the way I did. So, you know, you get a little bit more motivation as you get older.
You
and
go.
I'd say my kids now are my main motivation. Before, it used to be the people that said, no, you're not going to make it.
There you go. What about you, Gina?
You know why I'm here.
She's just here so she won't get fined.
For the free coffee?
I think it's a combination of things that when I try and take a step back, I'm like, yeah, I like making people laugh or, you know, making people feel better. That's really one thing that when I feel like I have a bad day, because trust me, I don't wake up every day super motivated. Like, I can't wait to go talk all day.
Honey, that alarm clock sucks.
That's the one thing that doesn't change is that schedule. That it really is really brutal. But, you know, it's a lifestyle choice. And I'll tell you what, I like working with these guys. Like I've told them, JC, Kelly, and Al, I think if it were a different circumstance, you know, there's the responsibility. But I look forward to working with them. I really do.
So nice.
Even if they're in a bad mood, I look forward to it because they're like my family.
Yeah, this is family.
And anyone who's listening, this is honestly real. Like I called up just thinking that, you know, maybe that is just the way they are. These people actually here are legitimately that way in life. Every one of these people honestly have made me feel like family today.
And Philip is that way off the mic too. I mean,
George, get the man a job.
Dang it! What's next for you, Philip? What do you? What is?
No.
What is your ultimate dream?
My ultimate dream in life?
Yeah.
To make people happy and smile.
You definitely did that this morning.
That's all I want to do. In the life, I just want to succeed, have a good credit score, make sure. Yeah, that sounds really weird. When I was a little kid in middle school, I was like, I'm going to have an 855. I was like, no other little kid has that aspiration. I have that. And yes, I know aspiration means a sixth grade.
and one L sucks.
Anyway,
Philip wants to make. So you want to find something where you can make people happy?
Yeah, dude, I'd love to be an entertainer. You know, any way I could be and influential on people's lives. I'd say.
Yeah. So who are some of the people you look up to?
Man, growing up, who doesn't look up to Jim Carrey or like Adam Sandler? Just people like that you see in movies. You know,
yeah.
Those are the first people you start to remember. They're the ones who make you laugh and feel good.
There you go.
Yeah.
And from there, you just keep going in life. Move to Texas, and then you hear these people on the radio that are pretty weird. And you're like, hey. They sound like me.
Ugo, you have a question for the show. Go ahead, Ugo.
I was wondering if Philip was going to be Big L's replacement while he serves his suspension for lying about being shot.
You know what?
Yeah, Brian Williams got suspended.
Yes, Philip is the Lester Holt to Al.
Yeah, right.
Good question.
I actually been shot at, too. I could be a starter, Al. I'm sorry.
You have?
Did you 5 years old, mom says, hit the deck. You hit the deck. We're from New Orleans, like the bad part, okay? So when bullets come flying because of your sister's boyfriend, you hit the deck.
Whoa.
You don't know anything else.
Everybody's okay in that situation?
Everybody's in good health. Yeah. My brother may have a little scar on his arm, but it's all straight.
A legit scar, Al.
I had a scar. It's probably still there. I mean,
he kept the bullet, too. I don't know if he kept the show.
Gotta have proof.
Thanks for the call, Ugo. You have a great day, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Actually, no. I've been single for 8 months.
She cheated on him. Who would cheat on you?
A girl who apparently didn't like me taking care of her mother, who had medical expenses that I helped out with and also helped mow their lawn and also helped do all the chores throughout the day while I was at work.
So, I mean, hey, if you don't see what's in front of you, that's her loss, right?
Right.
You have to forgive young and stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, well, and I got to bash on the radio a little bit. Got to get revenge somehow.
Something tells me we're going to hear from Philip quite a bit on this show.
Boy. Oh, he's not leaving, is he?
In the future. No, I mean, actually, you can hang out as long as you want, Philip.
Yeah. Actually, in capital, shout out really quick.
Sure.
Shout out to Denton, Texas, my lovely mother, my sister, April Duvall, my sister, Cassandra Carter. My brother, Jake, is on the site right now. My Asian holding it down on the construction site. And my boy, Bobo, if y'all are listening, I love all y'all.
That's a white boy shout out right there.
That's legit right there.
Hey, man, if you want to put some slang on it, I can bring the NOLA out really quick, bro. You know what I'm saying?
When you're shouting out the construction site, you're doing it right.
Que pasa, tú tienes bueno mañana.
Órale, mira este.
Tú sabes, güey?
Sí.
That's Philip. I don't know.
Man. We might need to have Philip join in the competition next, because we're bringing back our singing competition, the Voice Factor Idol.
All right. Oh,
we're going to have to spin the wheel of random topics to find out what we're going to sing about.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a parody.
Oh, no.
Do you have an idea what we should sing about? Give us a call.
Did we just
800 Kid Live.
Do a throwback. Nobody's going to remember.
800-543. Kelly's like, more work?
I hope Kelly gets it.
We just did it.
It's fun. People said they liked it.
Did people like
please
it?
Please, for me.
Yes.
Because I'm here today.
See? Oh.
You like it?
Yeah.
You like the parody song?
I love the show.
Loved it. Give the phone number, Kelly.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we want to do it more now that you don't want to do
it.
Great.
Philip gets to pick the topic.
Yeah, all right.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're bringing it back. Kelly's favorite competition on the show. The Fear Factor Idol.
Voice
Idol.
Fear.
It's a long name.
Voice Factor Idol.
It sucks when I created the name and I still don't know it.
Yeah, the Voice Factor Idol, combining all of our favorite music singing competition.
Yeah. Jenna, you're the defending champion.
I don't know how that happened.
You had good songs.
You beat us all.
You had good songs,
yeah,
Jenna.
I'm the defending champion. Do I get anything for that?
Nope.
Just the bragging rights for the last few months?
Oh, okay. I forgot to brag.
Yeah, you should have bragged a lot more. You could brag right now still. You still have a few minutes before it gets going again.
Thank you for the votes. I may need them again because I don't know if I can. Now it's just mine to lose, really.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, let's hear one of Jenna's winning songs. Booty Colleague Hook.
Hmm? What?
Oh, no, it's just the hook. The Booty Colleague.
My Booty Colleague don't. My Booty Colleague don't want none unless you got buns, hon. Oh, my God. I just hooked up with Big Al. Oh, my God. What are we gonna do now? Big Al, I think I'm pregnant with your child.
Oh,
that's okay. We'll just add it to his pile.
That's the one that won Jenna the competition about hooking up with your colleagues at work.
That was good. That was good.
Beat Big Al Mac, I believe.
Stumbled at the
but
end.
You know what? The bad part about winning is you gotta keep it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough.
That's why
I've got nothing to prove. I lost last time.
I know. Kelly and I lost.
Well, you don't win. Yeah.
Yeah, and I put effort into those, and it's a lot of work. It was very difficult.
But we need some topics, and the right topic is what makes this, you know, because some of us have better ideas with these topics.
Last time we did peeing in random places.
Yeah, that was tough.
We did brushing your teeth.
Gross.
Yep.
Yeah.
We did hooking up at work.
Hooking up with a coworker, and there was one more.
Everything's so gross we did.
Yeah. Well, maybe this one's gross, too. Chad has an idea. Chad, what do you think we should sing about?
Your most embarrassing or most awkward ER or doctor visit.
See, that's a good topic.
I like that.
That's a good topic, Chad.
Only because I have one. I think that's what makes it difficult, you know.
Celebrity.
It's on the wheel.
Okay.
Right,
I remember when I went to the doctor one time for a sore throat, and his nurse came in and told me to strip down and put my feet in the stirrups.
That's weird.
I said, wait a minute.
Did you know what your throat was?
I left. I left. I was like, I don't think this is the right office for me.
My throat is not down there.
That has good potential.
It does. Sarah Elizabeth, you have an idea for us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, honey.
Toenails.
Okay.
Why do you want us to sing about toenails?
I don't know.
All right.
Makes you laugh,
but
right?
Maybe she wants toenails.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. All right.
Make Sarah Elizabeth laugh. Thank you.
Okay.
It's on the board.
All right, Mikey. Are we going to spin?
Yeah, we got a bunch of other suggestions off of Facebook and Twitter. And so the topics we have are toenails, doctor visits, Valentine's Day, Blake Shelton, Bad Hair Day, Philip, the guy who was just in here, misremembering stuff, hot in the news, Tinder, gym, working out of the gym,
gym stories, okay.
50 Shades, something everybody's talking about, waxing, spring break, cheating and taxes.
Right. Oh, we may have a late entry here because this one's pretty good. Brianna, what do you think we should think about?
Waiting on hold for customer service.
Oh, because everybody has some stories about that one. See, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. You want to do that?
Stories.
Yeah, can we replace Blake?
Let's just start the competition now.
About.
He's going to make every song a Blake Shelton song anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Al's going to make it Blake.
Oh, yeah.
You already know what you're going to sing to?
No, it'll be one of those Blake songs.
He has to be inspired by the topic.
Yeah.
And I wait.
Are you guys ready to spin the wheel?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, so people don't know, we're going to determine it's two of you the first week.
Right.
And then the loser goes in the loser bracket, winner stays in the winner bracket.
Okay.
The other two the next week.
Same thing, winner, loser, mm-hmm. and then the winners play each other and the losers play each other.
And today kind of sucks for whoever gets it because we have a very, very packed day.
Yeah.
It's one of those days.
Oh,
it's due tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
We're performing tomorrow,
no,
Kelly.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Can we find
Kelly, we have
extra?
To do it.
Oh,
that's
my
how we,
God.
That's how we did it last time, Kelly.
Get on the calendar.
Bit killer.
Don't assume I read calendars. I don't know where y'all got that idea.
All right, Jenna.
You are my calendar. When I need to know what something's going on,
God.
I call Kelly. I don't Google.
I know. Look at Kelly's face right
do
now.
Do you have a date?
Not for my Hispanic people.
Stop.
Menadora de cheese day.
Aye, aye, aye. All right.
You want to do the honors?
It's fine.
Oh, I get to spin.
It's a minute and a half of a song.
Okay.
Unless I get picked, then it's going to
be
dreadful.
Yeah, right.
All right, what's our topic? No, Jen.
Customer service.
Oh, dang God. It. All right.
I'm sorry. I know.
I would have said that
not
to anything.
Not your fault.
All right, here we go. Now we're going to do our little bingo cage to see who's got to play today. You're going to pick two.
What happened to it's no big deal?
JC, one fell on the ground by your feet.
JC, there's one over there.
Well, that must be the...
See, this is the equivalent of people that are maybe listening when they're at work and the boss comes in and says,
got a project due.
It's due tomorrow. Okay, I don't care what you had to do, what you had planned. I need this done ASAP.
The two people who have to write songs tonight and perform them this time tomorrow are...
Oh, no.
JC.
Dang it!
And Big Al.
Oh, yes! Thank God.
Oh!
Thank God.
Yes!
Thank you, Lord. What can I get next week when we don't have all this stuff going on?
What happened to... Oh, come on, Kelly. It's only a minute and a half.
Philip, I'm going to give you $20 to write my song.
That's you, brother.
Even though I don't want to go against Kelly ever in anything.
I'm
going
to go ahead and do that.
You stopped me last time.
So customer service, it could be a call center.
It could be anything.
Customer service.
I'm going to give Philip $20 to write my song.
You can't pay Philip to write a song.
Oh, Twinkie, I can't.
Philip's our new friend that we brought in. No, because you're going to still have to perform it. And what if Philip writes a cool rap song that you can't do?
I don't know. I, you know what?
Look, Philip is dying. He's like, he'll do it.
I got you, dog.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll give you $35, Philip.
No, I'll give you $40.
You can't keep going up.
Yeah, yes, he can.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, he can.
Philip says 100 now. Philip's price went up to 100.
It's a miracle.
All right, tomorrow, Big Al Mack and I will perform our customer service parody song that we will have no time to write.
Well,
I'm going to write mine right now during the commercial break.
That's the thing. I will write his during a commercial.
Tell you how good that's going to be.
And I will kill myself over writing this
Make
song,
sure
and then I will screw it up
tomorrow. This time.
Oh, it's coming up next.
The song written in 9 minutes.
You guys remember... If I can give any words of wisdom from winning the competition last time, song choice is more important than anything else.
Yep.
I know.
More important than the words, the lyrics, anything. It's do an upbeat song that everyone kind of likes.
Mm-hmm.
It can be old, but do an upbeat song that everyone likes and knows.
I'm going slow.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Today, we have a live love letter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a caller on the phone who would like some love advice from you, Kelly Raspberry.
All right.
This is Icky. Hey, Icky.
Hello.
What's up, Icky?
Icky, I'm assuming that's a nickname?
No, I was actually born with it, surprisingly.
Icky. How about that?
What's your last name?
Well, he doesn't...
Icky Frick.
Icky what?
Frick, F-R-I-C-K.
Can you do the shuffle?
Oh, my God. Unfortunately, I grew up doing the Icky Shuffle my entire life.
Yeah, you did.
What a cool name.
All right.
Well, now we all know your business. Come on.
All right, Icky, what's your love letter?
Well, it's not completely a love letter. It's just love advice, but it's not love advice. I'm wanting to pop the question on Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
So you want to know, you want Kelly to advise you on how to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I have an idea, and yesterday's show you guys had... guy come in and say the information that he had about the guy going about his divorce, right. which was the scavenger hunt.
Right.
And since our first year that I knew I wanted to marry this girl because I'm completely in love with her and she's the greatest girlfriend I could ever ask for and the greatest mother of my children I could ever ask for, the scavenger hunt kind of seemed cliched. But I know without a doubt I just want to go buy a megaphone and just announce it completely outburst in public.
We'll do that.
Well, you have to know her personality before you do something like that. You know,
well, yeah.
Her personality, I mean, she's completely open. Like, to me, growing up, she was the shy girl. But when she got with me, her personality, like, she was a shell. And to me, she's like a pearl. So she just opened up.
Aww.
Well, that's the thing. You know, if you know her better than I do, I just know... You need some headphones, Philip. They brought Philip in because he's the one you were talking about yesterday about that whole scavenger hunt for divorce thing. And we're going to ask him for his advice, too, because I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yeah. Philip's the one that gave you the idea
first. Does she like those? I guess the best question, does she like those videos when she sees videos?
Has she ever commented on other people like, oh, my God, I'd be so mortified?
Like, she's completely head over heels for that. Like, she loves the whole, oh, my God, that's amazing that he did that in public.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, then that would be okay if that's her personality type. He's thinking about proposing. Just in public bullhorn. What do you think,
Philip? Dude. Well, I got a good compromise for you. It depends on your personality, really. I myself am a crazy person, so I'd walk in or a place of work with a megaphone and a bunch of, like, a million roses, dude. I'm talking, you better call the whole florist. And you go in there.
That's how I
love you. Will you marry me? It's as easy as that. But, okay, I mean, dude, if you want to tone it down a little bit and not be so crazy, I'd say literally just get with their managers, you know, make a good little scheme, have her act like she's in trouble. She can go to the office in front of all her employees are following her, but she's not going to notice. When she's at the office, everyone's going to be huddled around her. Boom. Pop the question in
there
front of everybody.
Very good.
Also, what up, Philip with two L's? I followed you on Twitter, so follow
me back. Yeah, I will, dude. No problem. I got you.
This is Philip. We had him on the phone yesterday, and he gave us an idea of how a man should let his lady know that he was breaking up with her, and he came up with the scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So he's joining us in studio today.
Dr. Phil.
All right, Icky. So that's a great idea. Do it.
Phil with two L's.
Yeah. There you go, because one L sucks.
What about the instance of, like, I want to, because she knows that the ring is coming sometime this year because I've already told her, but she doesn't know this soon. So if I take her into public just thinking, oh, it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to go buy you something, and we sit down, like, let's say we go to the mall and we go to the food court, I say I'll be right back, and then next thing you know, she's sitting with her friends or whoever she's with, whoever we take, and I'm probably 10 yards away if I just blurt out, Christian Fulmer, I want to spill everything to you, blah, blah, blah. Like,
I'm praying that nobody that knows you two is listening, because you've given both of your full names, and now somebody's going to spoil it.
You think if
somebody's going to spoil it? If anybody hears where I'm from and you know Icky Freak, which I'm a pretty popular dude, if anyone spoils it, you're going to see my bad side, even though I'm a very happy person. I'm easy to go with.
All right, homie.
Freak out.
All right, we'll try to make sure nobody
spoils it. If anybody's listening, because your name is, I don't think there's more than one of you. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
And you just gave her name, too.
There's only me and Icky Woods.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope nobody spoils
this. That's a good question, though. He can't do it at work because he wants to do it on Saturday. So it needs to be a public place. So the mall, the mall would probably be the most crowded.
And you know what I've learned from is calling and literally just inquiring about stuff does work. That's why I'm here. So if you called up and got in touch with head of security and some stuff, I'm sure you could arrange something pretty cool, dude. You know, use your imagination.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I also have a pretty serious question, even though it has nothing to do with love.
Absolutely.
Oh, go ahead,
Icky. The floor is yours, Icky.
I mean, because I have a handicapped brother who is in a bad car accident, and he has brain trauma, and he's my life and my world. But I don't like seeing other people go without, even though 2015 has been the greatest year of my life, and I'm not going to be every type of person to say, oh, I've been listening to you guys for 15 years. I actually just started listening to you guys, and JC, you're funny as all get out. Al, you're the whitest black man I've ever met. You make me want to go home and drink a beer and watch midget wrestling.
Shout out.
Jenna, you're just literally beautiful, which everyone says, and I promise you, Kelly, you're probably the sweetest, like, brightest soul I've ever heard, which I've never met you.
Aww.
But
wow.
On top of that, I got me a really, fantastic, great-paying, everything, all get-out job this year. And my family's taken care of and everything, which I'm very blessed. But my job came to me, and this lady that does she's our scheduling employee, her entire house burned down. And she lost everything.
Okay.
But my job was coming to everyone saying, hey, can you guys give a few dollars? I don't think a few dollars. So if I was able to give you like a shout out, if everyone could like tweet or something like that, like, if I was able to contact you guys again, and maybe you guys could help me with an outreach or something like that, just to help this lady out.
Do they have some sort of account set up at a bank or at a church or something?
No, because, I mean, I have the paper here, and I keep it on me just because everywhere I go, I ask people if they want to help. But all you would have to do is have my industry's information, like their address. And you can send money there, and you can send the clothing, because she has three children.
Yeah.
And it says all their sizes and her sizes and everything.
How old are the kids, real quick, just out of curiosity?
She has three children. Like, her oldest is a 12-year-old. He wears size 12 pants and large T-shirts. Her second boy is 6, wears size 6 pants and medium T-shirts. Mm-hmm. And her youngest girl is 3 and wears a size 3T to 4T.
And she's a single mom?
Yeah. If you send us the information, we'll put you on hold. You give us all those details you have on your piece of paper.
Yeah.
And you can post that online.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do.
We'll put that on Kid Nation.
We'll put it up at KidNation.com. Just get us all the information, and we'll try to help her out, okay?
Awesome. That's amazing.
Okay, hold on just a second.
All right,
good luck with the proposal.
Yeah,
let us know how it goes.
I'll videotape it, and I'll post it online.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You might go viral.
Yeah, let us know.
There you go, buddy. There you go, Kelly. And that was one.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I might defer to Philip. We'll see how I go.
All right. I have been on 3 dates with a girl, and I'm planning on taking her out again this weekend. I was thinking about taking her to see 50 Shades of Grey. She read the book. She said she really wants to see the movie. Is it okay to take her to see such a risque movie, even though we've only kissed a few times? Vince.
I don't know how old you are, number one. Number two, this is Valentine's Day weekend. Number three, that is going to be some awkward stuff on the big screen.
That puts pressure.
It puts a lot. It makes for awkward conversation afterwards. I would save that.
Really?
I just think.
Guys think it's
JC, do you
mood?
Know what the subject matter of this movie is?
Yeah, I heard of the book. Heard
they've been on
the
3 dates and they've only kissed.
Most people, there's a study that was done. Most people finally get to that point after 3 dates.
Okay, but I don't think that's a lot of pressure after seeing a movie like that, which that's the only thing this movie's about. And then I think it's too
especially
much.
Especially a movie that focuses on a relationship that's probably far more adventurous in the bedroom than most of our relationships. And then that's kind of setting. You never want your girl to watch something
Then
you finally do get intimate and she's disappointed because she just watched 50 Shades of Grey.
And then you get home and you're like, well, should we reenact what we saw? And then it's just awkward. And
dude, you're
Philip, what
you're,
do you think?
You're a guy.
You would take him, right, Philip?
Honestly, man, if you're honestly a dude and a player, I mean, not a player, but if you're in the game, bro, you can keep it cool and take her to any movie. It's not that big of a deal to me. From my point of view, honestly, if I can take a chick, I can keep my cool. That shows that I'm mature to her. That shows I'm actually a man. That shows that I can actually handle her. It's no big deal to me.
It's just
and
a movie.
Honestly, if she's going to want me, or just because of my axe in the sack, I don't even want her. Like,
you got an excellent point.
Yeah. But you wouldn't feel pressure. Like, if we'd only been on 3
honestly,
dates
honestly, dude, I would
once.
Be sweating and dying on the inside. But, bro, keep your composure is all I got to say. Play cool, bro.
You're a dude. Let her go to that movie with girls.
Yeah.
Make it a girl's
night. I think that's a better idea.
Girl with girl movie. You know, if you want to do something nice, give her a gift card. Let her go see that movie with her girlfriends, buy her some popcorn. Go to the movie that
but
day.
He wants
it's
to
like
take
a
her,
$50 deal.
Yeah, take her to a different movie on a date. Now, don't you think, Philip? I mean, that's kind of a...
I mean, yeah, you can leave it up to chicks night, man. If you don't honestly want to sit in a theater full of nothing but females, and you're probably one of the select 5 guys that are actually in there.
We're doing that tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah.
There we are.
All right, so there you go.
All right.
Yeah, unless she really asks you to go.
Yeah.
If she asks you to go, then you may have to
don't
go just because she's
her.
Asking.
If you surprise her with 50 Shades of Grey, she's thinking, oh, now I know what he's expecting.
Yeah, but if she's
and
the one.
It sets up a false, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a good way to go about it. If she asks you to go with her, go with her. If you're planning on doing it. I'd suggest you let her go with her friends, right?
Yeah.
There you go. That was your love letters to Kelly.
That's all we had time for today.
Yeah,
so.
We did.
We ran long.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, we might have you on the phone like we did today with Icky. Go to kidnation.com. We have a nice tab there for you to check
Icky,
out.
By the way, is not proposing. No. Wink, wink.
Man, I wish he hadn't said all those names now.
Shannon hooked him up when he released something. Don't worry.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're in a relationship, you often get asked, how well do you know your significant other?
Yes, you are.
So we're going to play a fun game because we have this cool app called the One Day app where you make cool videos.
Okay.
You have topics you choose from and they give you a question. And all you got to do is answer that question as you record yourself. And then at the end, it turns into a movie. The guys that work here in the back, the production guys, had my wife, Kinsey, make one of those videos.
She should know you very well.
And Well, she made the video, Al, so they want to see how well I know my wife, Kenzie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She answered the questions. I have not seen the video or what she said. So all I can do is
just take guesses.
Guess what she may have said.
Okay.
Kelly, you have the list of questions?
I have the list of questions. I don't have the list of answers, so I'm going to be just as surprised if you match with her or not.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. My wife was, she likes looking good on camera. And this was about 8 o'clock at night after
a long day with the kids.
And she was not made up, so she definitely was having problems doing this. So we may not show the video online because I told her we would not.
Aww.
And she did not know how to talk into camera, so I just said, talk as if you were a contestant on The Bachelor.
Okay, that's good advice.
That's the advice I gave her.
So it's like we always hear the Bachelorette or whatever, their answers. We don't ever hear the question being posed.
Right, true that.
So that's it. Okay.
So I told her, just pretend you're on The Bachelor and you're talking to the camera, boom.
So here in the One Day app, it asks you a series of questions that are silent, so you answer them. It's really cute. You have to try it out for yourself. Yeah. So anyway, in the video, the One Day app asked Kenzie, if your love life with JC were a movie, what would its title be?
Oh, boy.
JC, what do you
think
she said?
So many movies.
Oh, boy.
That is so hard. Like, make up a movie, or is it a real movie?
I'm just telling you what the app asked her.
I'm sure it's something, a chick flick that she loves.
See, here's the thing. Kenzie doesn't really know movies very well. So if I were just to base it on a movie she would just blurt out, I would say Forrest Gump, because that's the only movie she ever talks about.
Forrest Gump?
Yep. That's terrible.
That's the only movie she knows.
Life.
Jenny Dies.
I'm wrong?
Duh. Describing the whole world knows you're wrong.
That's her favorite movie.
Forrest Gump?
How does it describe your love life?
Jenny.
Are you a little mentally impaired?
Sure. No.
You can't even play ping pong.
Yes, I can. I was a champion in the office
maybe
and kid threw away the ping pong table because I beat him so bad.
All right. Well, here's what Kenzie actually said.
I would probably call our movie Crazy Stupid Love. Because we're crazy, we're stupid, and we're in love.
That's
you don't give your wife enough credit for knowing this.
That was cute. That was cute. By the way, that music comes with the video.
Yeah, there's
the
a little background music. Yes.
We don't have a pianist at the house.
A pianist?
A pianist. Pianist?
Okay.
Pianist. All right, so here we go.
Question number two.
In the video, the One Day app asked Kenzie, what is your favorite memory with JC? What do you think she said?
We've been together for 12 years.
What is her favorite memory with you?
Probably our engagement. Because I waited so long, and we were in the Bahamas.
So you're saying the actual proposal.
And secondhand serenade was there.
Proposal?
Yeah. Because I don't think our first date would be it, because we went to Taco Bell.
But she does love that story.
Yeah, and our wedding was back home, but it wasn't like, I think, I'd go proposal, just because it was in the Bahamas.
All right, well, here's what Kenzie said.
My favorite memory with Jose was probably when we got engaged in the Bahamas.
Yeah! I got one.
Nice job.
Play the ding after she answers. Yeah. Or the buzz after.
Dad.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. Shannon, you jumped the gun because I got excited before I heard it.
All right. So in the good going, JC. All right. So in the video, the One Day app asked Kenzie for question number three, your perfect day with JC would be ...
See, that's hard too because a perfect day like with the kids or like just perfect day.
I don't.
Yeah, it just says perfect
day. The app
day.
Doesn't specify.
You're overthinking these.
I know I'm overthinking because I know Kenzie's overthinking.
What happened when you didn't overthink? Question number two, you got it right.
What's her perfect day?
If we had, probably renting a movie and sitting at home together.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
I would think she'd say something. She loves California. She loves
the beach. I mean, I would say, but we don't have a beach here. I would say, like, going to a beach, but we don't have one here. So I would say, now that we live here, I would say watching a movie and getting a babysitter.
No? Get a babysitter to take the kids away from the house, and you just stay home and watch
a movie.
Yeah, just
like alone time together.
That's a perfect day. All right, we'll see what Kenzie said.
Perfect day with Jose would be laying on the beach in Playa del Carmen.
I just said that!
You can go with me, Kenzie.
Can I get half a point? Because I didn't know beaches were allowed.
I didn't know beaches were allowed. I don't even know your relationship that well.
Yeah.
Need a counselor. Yeah, every woman's perfect day is sitting at home. Well, that'd be my perfect day. Sitting. Because you know how much I love sitting.
Kenzie and I are the same when it comes to that. We love chilling on the beach.
All right, JC.
Well,
redeem yourself.
Okay.
You've gotten one out of three correct.
Okay.
Two more to go. Question number four. The One Day app asked Kinsey, if you could retire now, where would you and JC go?
San Diego.
Because?
No doubt about it, because that's her. That's where she's from. That's where I grew up with her. That's where we met.
All right, retiring that's where I, in that's San Diego. Let's see what she said.
If we could retire now, I'd want to move home to San Diego.
All right.
There you go.
And because she tells me every single day.
She wants you to quit and go home.
Are we going back home when you retire? I'm like, I don't know when I'm retiring. There's so many years
That's
left.
A long That's ways a long away. Way
You're retiring.
But I still got like 30 years.
You're like
well,
half,
JC,
yeah.
You are 50-50 right now. This is the tipping point. If you get this right, that means you know her better.
Okay.
Or if she knows you better.
No, I know
whatever.
Her.
Whatever. You'd rather get more right than wrong.
Then I should do it and see how well she knows me then.
Sure.
Okay.
So in the fifth and final question, the One Day app asked your wife, Kinsey, describe the moment you saw JC while walking down the aisle. That's tough.
Ooh, boy.
That's tough.
Describe the moment.
Yeah, that's tough. What is she? She's what looking at you. Describe the moment for her when she's looking at you. Did you ever talk
walking,
about that?
Yeah, we did.
Down the aisle. You got the water right there in the background.
She...
Her feelings.
What she was feeling when I was walking down the aisle.
Well, she's walking down the aisle, so she sees you. You're standing there waiting for
okay.
her. So she's walking down the aisle.
Well, she wasn't, like, gushy about it, because she was annoyed.
Okay.
Describe the moment.
So she was, I'd say she was annoyed.
Bye. What was she annoyed about?
Because it was her dad or her mom that they brought stuff, and they didn't clear everything up. So there was some stuff
clutter.
That she could see, some clutter.
So she was stressed out.
And I think, she's like OCD when it comes to cleaning.
Yeah, like she was. I remember her saying she was super annoyed because she could see stuff that she wished was out of the way.
All right, well, here's what she said.
The moment I saw Jose walking down the aisle, I was super annoyed because there was a big, huge minivan parked behind him that they forgot to move.
Yeah, the van! That's what it was.
JC, you got it.
It was the van.
You got it.
There was this, like, huge green van behind me, and she said that she couldn't concentrate. I was like, because I was teary-eyed.
You got it.
See, I remember that one. So I win.
You win.
You did.
What
you
I
got
win?
It. 3 out of 5.
You win not being in the doghouse.
You know your wife.
You get to sleep with your wife tonight in the same bed.
That's it? I don't get like a prize or anything?
No, it's cool.
You get your wife.
Let's get a
well,
wife.
The One Day app is really fun. I mean, you can play games like this and see how well you know each other. Or you can, I'm going to tell you, the cutest thing is recording your kids. They have all these different scenarios, and it's fun to kind of track them.
Yeah.
And they put it, it's so easy. I figured it out.
Really?
It took me 2 times, but I still figured it out.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do it with my kids.
Yeah, and it's free. It's free.
Yeah,
it talk
gives
a lot.
You little mementos.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just download the free One Day app,
that's
click
cool.
the plus symbol, and
like
you can
it.
Do any of the featured videos, like a Valentine. That's perfect timing right now. Have your kids make Valentine's videos for their teacher. You can even upload them on your... I did Emma Kelly's, and I uploaded it on Facebook, so everybody could watch it.
And they're real cool videos. They're nice.
Cool. Yeah. Let's try that.
You can go to kidnation.com if you want more details, or you can find the One Day app on your iPhone.
I'll try that one day.
Yeah. You are going to try that one day?
The One Day app. I'm going to try it one day.
You don't want to try it like today?
Get it? He's making a pun.
I know he is.
Yeah. See that? I'm punny.
Like I know you are.
You got
to. Are you ready to retire?
What did we say? 5 years, and that was about a month ago.
Every once in a while, Al and I
why
just kind of fist bump each other.
That?
5 years, Al.
Boom.
We got 5 more years
Boom.
In us.
I got 5 years in me.
Well, good thing Philip showed up today. We put
Philip on standby for 5 years.
No, I'm gonna put him in 1 year.
Yeah. Speaking of Philip.
What?
We'll talk to Phil in a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little something.
We might
surprise him tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to bring him
back. A little something.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't know who Philip is. Philip got it called in yesterday. He had some funny stuff to say. I'm just putting it in a nutshell. We brought him back in today, and he had more funny stuff.
Is this deja vu?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
This is exactly what happened with Al.
How I got my job.
Except Al was paying for commercial
time. Yeah, I was paying. Yeah, that's exactly right. I was paying doing commercials for First Impression Limousine at 351-0610.
Yeah, it's not the most conventional way to start radio.
Yeah, but it was over the
phone. it worked for Al.
There's a lot of people. Even before you got here, there was a guy who used to sit out here on this bench when Rich was here, and he would just sit there, and every once in a while we'd talk to him on the air. And now I assume he's still on the radio.
I think he's still working with him, yeah.
It just goes to show, like, you never know who's listening or what people are looking for.
You always got
to
be ready.
Yeah.
In any situation, yeah.
You always got to be ready. That's dang right, Jenna. You guys want to hear about Nick Young? Iggy Azalea's boyfriend?
Okay.
Swaggy P. Apparently, Iggy Azalea is really getting her mileage out of Twitter. She has rat beefs. She has pizza beefs. Now she's telling stories about how a dolphin almost killed her boyfriend.
Are you scared of dolphins?
Oh, man. This is a long story. You know, vacation. Dolphin was trying to kill me for some reason. You know? Like, he was playing with everybody else. You know, doing what dolphins do, the and all that. It was my turn to ride the dolphin. For some reason, he took me all the way to the bottom, you know? So, yeah, he's trying to drown me.
What's he got against Nick Young?
I don't know. I think he was trying to, you know, get at Iggy because he was a little frantic, kissing her and stuff. So, yeah, he's trying to take my woman, right?
I'm telling you, dolphins really try to hump people.
You know what? Go, while we're on, I can't say the actual title of this video, but Google Dave Chappelle dolphin. You might get an answer on that bit right there. It just popped in my head. Just Google. Do it while we're gone.
Uh-huh.
Dave Chappelle, dolphin. Telling you.
They have some against black
people?
Dolphins
got some against black people.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.